Bring that fat ass over here. I wanna get it in my mouth. I wanna get it in my mouth. Oh.
So, let's not move on from your meat. Let's talk about you in those gray sweatpants. There's a lot of women out there that want to know, you know what I mean?
What is that about?
Was that all you?
This your boy Thekka Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on nappyafro.com.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 381, and I'm your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. the Mike Jordan of recording, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, there ever will be, a.k.a. Pod Sham God, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and the last, a.k.a. Fat Mahomes. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, it just don't get no better than this, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. So whichever one you use, look for the Frocast and like it, heart it, whatever it says to give us a good rating, you know, do that for us. Don't forget, we got the Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar and get shouted out like Cordray, our newest Patreon patron, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Cordray. Thank you for the support. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, just for a dollar, you can get support. You can get shouted out on the Frocast, you know what I'm saying? Become part of the Nappy Afro family. So shout out to Cordray, you know what I'm saying? For joining the Patreon. And don't forget, we also have the voicemail. We can call 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. And don't forget, the easiest ways you can support the show is by sharing it, retweeting, reblogging, adding it to your story, you know, telling a friend, subscribing on their phone, you know, little stuff like that, the renegade shit that we, you know, to get the numbers up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, just like I said, just attack the iPhone store, attack the cell phone store, whatever computer you go to, put it on the Frocast.com and walk off in the libraries, all that good shit, you know, at your school computers, you know what I'm saying, at your daycare, at your job. You know what I'm saying? Go to Frocast.com, because if you go to Nappy Afro, you might get fired. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, that's enough pandering. Queen Germ, how was your week?
So far, so good. It's just hilarious always as it gets closer and closer to the end of the semester that I see more people.
Yeah.
I don't know where you've been at the first 12 weeks of the semester,
mm.
but you can stay there. Because at this point, there's really nothing I can do.
I mean,
for
that's
you.
When you break out the shirt and you let them know. Like, your grade is your motherfucking grade. You just let them know. I mean, that's my AKA. This is the time of year where this is the time you need to wear the shirt to school. If you bowdy, bowdy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've worn it a couple of times.
Nah, nah. You can't wear it in the summer and get points. Like, ain't no kids there. You know,
they are.
Nah, but nah. They it are. Ain't like now where you see that pressure. Somebody see that shirt and be like, oh, word.
I mean, they ain't going to do nothing. So
yeah. So, you know. Interesting.
Yeah.
But as far as my week, man, my week was, you know, it was average. We had
I
know you never do, but just stick now, you know, don't start asking because it'll mess up the flow. But as far as me, you know, the official Coach Germ season 2019 is over. We had our little shindig, our postseason party at the park on Saturday, and tell y'all a little funny story. Like, you know, we had already decided on, you know, pizza, cupcakes and drinks in the park, you know what I'm saying? So something light, you know. So 3 days before the celebration, we have one parent all in the group meet like, yo, we should do hamburgers and hot dogs. And then niggas was like, who gonna cook these hamburgers and hot dogs? And, oh, well, I cook them. I mean, of course, Dad's gonna come cook. So I was like, hey, if you want to bring hamburgers and hot dogs, bring hamburgers and hot dogs. Matter of fact, if anybody want to bring anything, bring what you want to bring. The more, the merrier. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going, you know, bring a pot of spaghetti. Bring goddamn toast. I don't give a shit. Bring peanut butter and jelly, the little goddamn crustables. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, bring something for the kids. Fast forward to the party. I'm expecting hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza, and all kinds of shit. Nothing but Little Caesars pizza and cupcakes and drinks, just like we had originally stated. The parent that suggested the hamburgers and hot dogs didn't even show up.
Yeah.
Her kid came. Her husband came. Now, I ain't even seen her husband all year. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, I ain't know you was married. You know, you the one, oh, my son's getting bullied at practice and this and that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm sure the husband probably was like, baby, that's normal football behavior. But go ahead. He was one of them men that he probably just let his wife just cut up. And, you know, just don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because he seemed like a reasonable person. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, but that was over. Gave him awards. We had some nice certificates.
Very nice.
Yeah, done by somebody at the job. Appreciate it, Mr. Williams. You know what I'm saying? You know, you did.
Probably his girlfriend.
Okay, yeah. See, you know me, man. Player germ, man. I just got women all around the city. Yep. You know what I'm saying? It's just all over the place.
I've got
everywhere.
Goals.
Everywhere. I mean, at the gas station, Wendy's, anywhere I go.
In I'm a different area.
Yeah, codes. Area codes of town, and zip codes.
Hey, all that.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway. But, it went off pretty well. And, you know, this season's in the books, man, in the books. We had fun that day. We played a little pickup football. You know, I was all-time quarterback and got everybody involved. You know, hey, man, I felt good that day. Had a good day.
That's good.
Yeah. But other than that, man, I think I got fired from my job, but I don't know from my part-time job. I got an email saying I was a former employee. So.
And that's what it meant.
But I
still need the discount.
But that's what I'm saying. They ain't go through the proper channels to fire me, so you can't just fire me like that. You see what I'm saying? Like it's a way you gotta go, and they ain't do that. See? You know what I'm saying?
It's what it is. Yeah. They fired you via email?
No, you can't fire nobody like that. You gotta come in, and
you don't come in enough, so people feel like they had to send it to you the best way they could.
Yeah, you're right, but who knows? But other than that, man, let's go ahead and get into this outline,
Let's do this.
Y'all, as y'all know, man, it's fucking Thanksgiving weekend. If you're listening to this show, it's the day after Thanksgiving. But who knows? Be Easy might have dropped it on Thanksgiving. Knowing him, man, could Be Easy just, you know, that nigga and all that shit when it comes to this editing. The fucking Dr. Dre, a.k.a. Q-Tip, a.k.a. Pete Rock of this shit. Call him Marley Marl or something, man, the way he be doing the edits. But anyway, it's Thanksgiving, man. My favorite fucking holiday.
Is it?
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because it's agenda free. It's like you don't have to dress up. You don't have to
get nobody no gifts.
You don't have to buy gifts. You don't have to do nothing ceremonious or traditional. You just show up and you eat till your motherfucking back hurt. And that's why I love Thanksgiving. It's the most gluttonous holiday of the year. And I mean, you know, and gluttony is I know it's one of the sins, but gluttony is fun. You know what I'm saying? Just sit there, just pig out and eat all kind of delicious foods and all that stuff. Man, that's why Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Where does it rank on the holiday list to you?
Number two.
Number two? What's number one?
My birthday.
Holiday.
My birthday?
Holiday.
Christmas.
Christmas is number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanksgiving is number two.
Dang, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I love Christmas. Like, I am the gift giver. So, you know, I love wrapping gifts. I love thinking about what would be the best gift to give somebody. I love watching my kids open gifts. It's just a wonderful time. So, Christmas would be that. And Thanksgiving is definitely up there. I mean, they're real close, but I would have to say Christmas is number one. I like the lights. I like all the decorations and stuff. Thanksgiving is just about eating, hanging out with your family.
I think July 4th might be my number two.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not because of the July 4th reasons, but just because of July 4th. It's hot. It's summertime. Cookouts. Fireworks. You know, it's just a good time. Good time.
Is it?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, July 4th might be my second. Then probably like Memorial Day, then Labor Day. But Christmas is probably like number 7.
Because you're a cheapskate.
I'm not a cheapskate. It's just that I'm, you know, Christmas is, it's just a whole, you know.
Yeah.
Too much pressure being on people right at Christmas and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, as far as holidays, okay, we see where they rank. What are some, let's start out with some do's and don'ts of Thanksgiving. What are some of your do's and don'ts?
Do's is definitely bring something.
Do bring
don't,
something.
Don't you dare walk in nobody's house without anything. You can get a case of soda. Some paper plates, napkins, cups. They need that stuff.
Yeah.
So do not walk in anybody's house Thanksgiving empty-handed.
Mm.
So that's number one.
And if you do walk in empty-handed, you got to take the trash out. That's just when the trash can't
get
full.
You
got
to do a lot. You got to wash some damn dishes. You
volunteer to take the trash
out. You
need to
be sweeping.
Yeah, you know, clean up after people. If you come in empty-handed, you got to at least be the help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Got to. You got to at least be the help. One of my do's is do try a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Spoonful of everything is good. Try a little bit of everything.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? You never know. I mean, if it's something you don't like, you know, don't try that. But at least try a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's enough room on that plate to get a spoonful of everything. You can't get a lot of something. You just got to get a spoonful of everything. That way you can maximize, you know what I'm saying, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Give me a don't. What is one of your don'ts?
Don't leave with all the people's stuff. Like, it's just too much of the take it out. Like, this is a four here. Eat as much as you can while here.
One take home plate.
Yeah.
Mac room. One. If such and such you getting a plate for somebody down the street, no. They gotta bring their motherfucking ass out the house. Unless I see them on the sick and shut in list at the church, they are able to come to this motherfucking house to get, I don't give a fuck, they ride up, they can't get out the car. They ass better be motherfucking outside. You know what I'm saying? We ain't taking all these plates. Shit is fucked up. So no, yeah, don't take more than one take home plate. That's fucked up. Y'all people come and wreck shit. Unless somebody tell y'all, like, hey,
take. You got too much of this.
Yeah, take as much as you want. You know what I'm saying? But
take it home.
Y'all know, because, you know, yeah. Okay, this is my don't. Don't try to get as much macaroni on that first go round, nigga. Like, niggas be goddamn. Like, the macaroni, they're always the first to go.
Yeah.
Always.
It don't matter how many pans you
macaroni and cheese is always the first to go. Like, because it's y'all niggas being greedy with the mac and cheese. Let everybody get some, bruh. Like, you sitting there getting these big-ass scoops, half your plate macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Like, that shit fucking ridiculous, man. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
But niggas just get carried away because you around there, you're eating, you're probably drinking, smoking. Everybody, they doing everything to the max.
Oh, yeah.
So we having a good time, people doing everything. So it's just like, you know, you might be super
hungry. I got to get me a Thanksgiving bag.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, to me, you just got to be conscientious of, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing. Because you don't want to be out there. This is a holiday of bringing people together. You don't want to have to get into no altercation over no damn food or some crazy shit. Mm. All because you being greedy at the festivities. You know you came with minimal donations. You didn't bring much. Don't come in and you got a family of four.
Mm.
And y'all got just a couple of cases of soda.
Mm.
Like, nah, we need you to go back and get some more shit.
I got another one. This is for the old people. Don't ask your nephew or niece why they ain't the same person they had with them last year. Don't do that. They might have somebody different there. You don't know their situation. And then you go asking them, well, dang, where that girl that you had here last year? You might have been telling this girl she's special. And you going to meet my family. And it's just a run of the mill. Like, hey.
Everybody meeting everybody.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you think this girl might think like, ooh, he taking me to meet his family, girl. But all the girls meet, they meet everybody. Like, this is, every Thanksgiving I got a new girl. So, no, it's not the same one. So, don't ask me why I'm not with the person I was with last year, okay?
Old people be trying to be messy.
Oh, exactly.
They don't be, people be like, oh, well, you know they old, they done forgot.
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
I don't believe that either. I don't even believe that be happening. I believe once you get a certain age, a lot of people just feel like, hey,
you give no fucks.
I can say whatever I want to say. This is the shit I've been wanting to say all my life.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going out there. No, just don't do that. You don't get a pass because you old. You can get cussed out too.
Yes, sir. I cuss old people out. I'm respectful with the old people until they show me otherwise.
That you need to be disrespectful.
Yeah, but once you show me, I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck how old you is. I owe you shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Another do. For me, no, it's a don't. Don't come around there. Like, you know you on the outskirts of the family. Like, you sketchy. You stealing and shit. And you know it's Thanksgiving, so you invited because you family. But don't go through grandma's house or your auntie's house or your cousin's house stealing shit.
Rummaging through people's pocketbooks. Yeah,
you know you're supposed to stay in the community area. So
they
can
keep an eye on your
so
ass.
Yeah, you don't need to be wandering off into the back rooms or stumbling. I thought this was the bathroom. You've been in this house before. You know where the fucking bathroom at, nigga. Why the fuck you back here? And what are you doing in my dresser? You know what I'm saying? So, listen. So, if you that cousin or that nephew or whatever, and you the sketchy on the fringe of the family, stay your ass in the communal areas, man. You can't just be wandering around.
Well, I'm going to say my due would be try to get you some. There's a lot of people in the house, a lot of commotion, a lot of empty corners. You can slide a little piece in there.
Piece of what?
What you think?
Nigga, this is mostly family at Thanksgiving. I hope you're not fucking.
You fucking the person that you with, ain't it?
Oh, I'm about to say,
I'm like, get you some.
I'm like, nigga, like where? From whom?
It's just an exciting type of,
No.
Yes, it is. When you're trying to do it and there's a whole bunch of people in the house and you're trying to sneak and be quiet, that's live.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. So, be on your A-game, partner. Get it together.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, man. Another mind. Don't be saying a long-ass prayer. Hit them with the God is great, God is good, let him bless us for this food, amen. Hit them with the short one. We don't want to hear a fucking sermon before it's time to fucking eat, all right?
The food be cold.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, yo, straight up, call me. Look, don't call me in when y'all praying. Call me after y'all in prayer so I can come in and just go straight to eating. Because that's sitting there with a prayer and going around.
Don't
and,
do that. Don't
you
do
know
that.
What I'm saying?
People
singing.
Might need to say what hey,
look, because hey, I know at some family functions, I ain't pointing no elbows. They break it to a whole fucking concert before they goddamn eat. I'm talking about performances and everything. They got songs that they sing and everything. It's like.
And that's coming from the people who
it's a whole fucking show.
Unchurched folk.
It's a whole show. And I'm sitting here like, damn, nigga just want some cranberry sauce. These niggas got a whole concert going on. But yeah,
again, I say the unchurched folk.
What you mean the unchurched folk? I'm the Thanksgiving is about eating. This ain't separate church and state.
You're supposed to be thankful for the people and the food.
Yeah,
but therefore you got to give thanks to whom?
So
God. So therefore, if we want to do a little praise and worship before we eat, then that's what we're doing.
I mean,
up in
we got to work up no appetite.
Yeah,
some of us already got an appetite.
Yeah, some of us have the munchies.
Yes, so, some of us ready to eat.
Other than that,
like you know what I'm saying? Like you know, tomorrow Wednesday, so that means the stomach go off.
Yeah, yours needs to.
Yeah, stomach go off tomorrow. Like nah, I don't want no food tomorrow. I might eat just a little bit just to you know get me through the day, so I don't be weak and my blood sugar don't be going crazy.
Okay,
but. Other than that, oh no, I won't eat again on Thursday.
And that's why you'd be so angry when the food ain't ready at 12 o'clock. Because it's never going to be ready at 12 o'clock.
Another do have that food ready by 1 o'clock. Don't have people waiting all day to eat Thanksgiving dinner.
So,
like,
you need to eat
so that's
up
why
until Wednesday night.
These little young-ass grandmas out here thinking they could throw the turkey on, goddamn Thursday morning at 8 o'clock and shit. Like, what the fuck is you doing? That turkey supposed to wait sleep. You ain't supposed to sleep Wednesday night. You supposed to be up all night Wednesday.
All I got for y'all.
Yeah, that's how you supposed to feel. You supposed to feel like the Popeye's chicken worker after you didn't cook Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. You supposed to feel like Jordan in the flu game. You supposed to be like Miss Shirley. That was her name. That's how you supposed to feel after you cook Thanksgiving. You ain't supposed to be nah, bro. These little young grandmas got the game fucked up. These 39-year-old grandmas and shit.
Yeah, I saw somebody had a post the other day. Who in their 40s and not a grandma yet?
Shit.
I'm like, that's not an accomplishment, is it?
Well, I mean, I guess these days, I mean, when you had a baby at 15, your baby had a baby at 15, you ain't never 30.
Yeah, that's kind of
yeah, you're a grandma in your 30s now. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, the grandma age and shifted like a motherfucker.
Well, I know they'll be thinking I'm old.
Cause they ain't got damn. Woo, shit. But yeah, so those are do's and don'ts. Let's go into some. Do you have any favorite Thanksgiving memories or tradition that your family does? Or has?
I mean, the family who likes to pray and sing over their food. I mean, I guess that's us who you were talking about.
I didn't say nothing.
So I guess that's our tradition. We do that. I come from a singing family, so therefore we like to sing when we get together.
They got all of it. They got it all covered. Tenors, altos, yeah, sopranos.
Baritone, bass, yeah, all
I'm
that.
Talking about it's all covered. That shit funny.
Yeah. I mean, just getting together. We like to do little stuff. Kids have little activities and, you know, have a little stuff, a little activity for the kids to do. Favorite memories? I don't know. I just always like to eat and hang out, get some good desserts on my plate. That's my favorite thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, I remember a tradition. We used to play football all the time on Thanksgiving. Me and the fellas in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We get up and we have our turkey bowl. We all get up, play football that day. And by the time the game was over, we get up early in the morning. It'd be like 9, 10 o'clock. We out there playing football. So by the time, you know, most of us eating, 12, 1 o'clock, we go in the house, time to eat. You know, that's what we'd do. So we used to have our little annual turkey bowl. I do remember that time we was at your aunt's house and we was playing football in the yard and you took a cheap shot at me.
Knocked a nigga out.
You was like, that was,
I laid you out.
But I was on, that was offensive pass interference. That's what I'm trying
but
to
But you were still on the ground. It don't matter what
that's
you're what,
But that's, okay, I was on defense. Why are you tackling me?
Because you were finna get the ball.
Okay, you tackled me before the ball even got there. I thought I had tripped over a little kid. And next thing you know, it was you. You had undercut me while I was in the air. And then I'm on the, man, I had a grass stain on the back of my shirt. I was just it like.
Was, I felt good that day.
Yeah, and I wanted to get you so bad that day, but you had,
but he knew my family.
No, was you right was just there. Like, I just got my hair done or something. It was something you were saying. Because yeah, I was about to bam your ass. I
you
was
weren't about to do nothing.
Yes, I was.
Not with my daddy. You better stop
ain't
it.
Everybody scared of Amos,
you better
bro.
Stop
like, come on,
act like
man.
You know what it is.
What, man? I told you, man. Look, it's at the age now where I wouldn't need. Look, I'd be like, look, man, chill. I'd be like, chill, man. Go sit down somewhere, man, if you get hurt,
nah,
bro. Like,
don't even try
nah,
it.
Man. Maybe 25 years ago, you know, he might have been a formidable opponent, man. That's what I'm saying. 25 years ago. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you want to try him when you first met him? I can tell you that. On I'm that first saying. That day you was sitting on that sofa.
Hey, look,
first, you ain't had
look,
shit to say.
What you mean?
Oh, okay.
Hey,
so don't do that. Don't
what you
don't
mean?
Do that.
Now. I walked in there, I was like, yo, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No, no, bro. You nah, know? Partner.
I was just like, nah, what's good? I was like, what's good? I heard you wanted to meet me. What's good? You
nah,
know what I'm saying?
You like, sitting down there trying to be like, yes, sir. Uh-huh.
I mean, I was taught manners, but you know, if it would have went left, it could have went left. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I stuck to the script. I had a script to stick to. I stuck to the script.
I guess so.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But
moving right along.
But memories, man, I remember one Thanksgiving, like, I, like, took gluttony to a new level. And it was because I was trying to be a player, and, like, I had to go see, like, five people. You know what I'm saying? Like, two of them was family, three of them weren't family. And I had to eat a plate at every one of the motherfucking houses because I was trying to be player and be seen on the scene. And that shit, that night right there, I was fucking miserable. I said, never again. Never again would I do this because I was full. Like, I was so full, it felt like my stomach was going to pop. Like, it felt like the stomach was, like, near my epidermis. Like, it felt like I was just like, listen, I need some relief. I don't
know. I don't never have to worry about that.
Cause I ate at five people houses.
Yeah, I don't never eat like that. I eat one real plate somewhere that I.
But
know
I had to act.
I
had to keep the. I had
go
to keep
over
the act
there
up.
And then you got parents. You got parents. I mean, I don't eat at home. Shit.
But
I come over here. I just want a slice of cake. I just want a slice of pie.
Look, it was only supposed to be like, oh, that was my second plate of the day. That was because I ate at home and now I'm eating with you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I ate at home and now I'm eating with her. Oh, I ate at home and now I'm eating with her. Or I ate home, now I'm on my cousin's house. Or at home, I'm at my friend's house. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, God damn, I was so full that day. So that was like my,
yeah,
I was just like.
You want to be miserable.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I'll never pig out like that again, bro. Like, it was just, I was fucking miserable. Like, I was just like, I remember that night I laid on the bed. I just knew I was going to die that night. I was just like, yo, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow. Like, I'm really going to die, like, from overeating. Like, I really thought that shit was going to happen, man. I was just, ooh, gosh.
Sad.
Yes, but I mean.
Sad.
Man. Man, like I was, man, then my work, like my, what I thought was going to be the saddest Thanksgiving turned out pretty damn good. Cause, you know, one year my wife, she ran out of town on me. I had to work and I couldn't get off work.
I ran out of town on him. I went to my family's house, correction, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And I left you in good hands because I left you with some old people who knew how to cook.
What? I'm talking about, man. And That day right there, I went over there, ate good than a motherfucker. Got me a nice little to-go plate. Man, I went to work that night. But the sad part was I went to work because I was just like, working on the holidays fucking suck. Especially like holidays like Thanksgiving, Christmas.
You've done that most of our relationship.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's over with now. It's over. Like Vince Carter said, it's over. No more. You know what I'm saying? But
I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's over. Like, I'm off on all holidays. You
got a taste of the good life.
Yes, sir. Woo, and I love it. I love it. But, I'm never going back. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm never, I couldn't imagine going to work on holidays and working on Saturdays and Sundays. And, man, what? Never again. But, yeah, anyway. Yep, but other Thanksgiving memories. I mean, usually my Thanksgivings are great. I usually just, smoke a little, eat a lot. You know what I'm saying? Have fun with the family because, the family always come around. That's what it's about. You see family you ain't seen in a while. You know what I'm saying? You see, especially, growing up, you get to see, your cousins and, they didn't live in town or, whatever. It depends on how your family was set up.
Or your girlfriend coming down the street.
Or whatever that was. She talking about, you had a girlfriend that came down the street?
No, I don't have girlfriends.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. But yeah.
Yeah, move on along now. Skip on down the outline.
Yeah, because I don't even want to go there. Okay, so now that we got that out the way, I want to know what's on your plate for Thanksgiving?
Gotta have some ham. Mm.
And it's gotta be honey baked ham. It's gotta be honey baked ham. If you got that home baked ham, make sure you got to do it up. I want some niggas be giving you these naked ass fucking hams without no seasoning on it, no sugar, no none of the goodness, the greatness,
the glaze.
That, no glaze or nothing. You just give me straight ham, and I'm just like, bro, that shit tastes like fucking meat, bro. Like, I don't want that.
Sound like your son.
It ain't succulent, bro. Like, it ain't ham supposed to be succulent, man. Like, you supposed to eat that. Mm,
so, are we gonna get pork to say what's on my plate?
Okay, go ahead. Oh, I'm okay. Sorry.
So ham, collard greens, macaroni and cheese, red rice, little something we call down there in Savannah, Georgia.
It's in the low country.
I mean, yeah, but that's specific to my area. But if I could say it was on my plate, and then some yams, make sure a little bit of that syrupy stuff is spreading on macaroni and cheese, all that start tasting good together.
You said I'm dressing.
And dressing, definitely dressing and gravy. And so
I don't need the gravy.
I do. And then they had some cranberry sauce, and that'll be it.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bottle of water and all of the desserts.
Me personally, I want everything on my plate no bones. I don't want no turkey. That's the only thing I don't want on my plate is turkey. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no bones or nothing in it. But I want, so when I eat, everything is gone. There's nothing on my plate when I get through eating. So therefore, that means I got string beans, I got some rice, I got some macaroni and cheese, I got some greens, I got some potato salad, I got dressing, I got ham, I got candy yams, and whatever else y'all motherfucking asses got, nigga, I'm trying that shit. So only thing that don't go on my plate is turkey and that fucking gravy if it got giblets in it, because that shit is fucking nasty. Like that giblet gravy, I like gravy, but if you put giblets in your gravy, and I bite into a little pizza and I taste that livery. Ooh, God. Yeah. Shit is disgusting. Cranberry sauce got to be on there. I'm mad that I ain't eat cranberry sauce till I was grown up. You know what I'm saying? I tried this shit one time. And I was like, God damn. So you mean tell me all these years? Because we used to just get it for my cousin. Like, she's the only person that ate this shit. So my grandma used to always, make sure we get some cranberry sauce for her. I used to be like, nigga, like she's special or something. You know what I'm saying?
Hater.
Never knew how good that shit was.
I mean, you gotta, develop a palate for certain stuff. Cause I don't think I ever ate cranberry sauce till I was a lot older. But I like it now.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. I saw some people from Louisiana. They make macaroni and cheese with spaghetti noodles. They mix some of them in there.
I don't think I want that.
I mean,
I mean, I know it's just noodles, but nah.
It just looked like they'd be different, right? Like cheesy spaghetti, baked spaghetti. Like, what would you call it?
I don't know, but I wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
Call it what you want.
So shout out to all our Louisiana, New Orleans people that do that. You know what I'm saying? Let us know. Call into the voicemail. Tell us, do you put spaghetti in your macaroni, in your
spaghetti noodles,
in your mac and cheese? I mean, it's called macaroni and cheese. You can't have macaroni and cheese with spaghetti noodles. Like, that's the reason why it's called mac and cheese, because it's macaroni.
But if that's what you like.
So no other than
dry
that,
ass turkey. On
yeah,
the plate.
No dry ass turkey. I don't care if your turkey fried, injected.
If you fry it, it'll be a lot better.
Yeah, but it still tastes like bird. Turkey's nasty. You know what I'm saying? The only way turkey good is on sandwiches when it's sliced thin, and then, you know. But yeah, I don't like.
Otherwise, it's just.
Yeah,
dry.
Keep that shit, man. Keep that shit. Turkey garbage. Yeah, and then it ain't too much I don't like on Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving should be a smorgasbord. It's no set foods. Like, people be like, oh, that's not Thanksgiving food. What the fuck is Thanksgiving food? Thanksgiving means I'm thankful. So if I got ribs, if I got barbecue, if I got goddamn
seafood,
like I said, spaghetti, seafood, niggas, like anything, you can bring anything. Anything's game for Thanksgiving. Any cereal, you know what I'm saying? Like,
not that, cereal.
Look, if that's what you got, bring cereal. Somebody gonna, like, nigga be like, shit, I pour a bowl of this motherfucking cereal there. Nigga, I be that nigga. Be like, yo, oh, nigga bought cereal.
After everything is gone.
Let me get a bowl of that cereal, bro. I try the cereal. Fuck it. Never had this kind before.
Whatever. Must be the Greek bad.
Whatever kind it is, I be like, cereal. So, yeah, man. But that's, go for it, man. The more the merrier. All the breads, the rolls. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I ain't really big on cornbread on Thanksgiving because, you know, the dressing is there. And if you know, most people put cornbread in their dressing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't, your dressing probably, like, not great. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Mm. Everything okay over there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, who's invited? Who's not invited to your Thanksgiving? Like, is there any people, like, you know...
I mean, I guess everybody invited. It's a family affair. You got close friends, whatever, whatever. So I don't feel like I got to exclude nobody, but you know. Okay. I feel like everybody who cool is invited.
Okay.
I ain't inviting no random strangers or nothing like that.
Oh, so you just don't be like, hey, come on, get a plate.
Yeah, no.
Okay. That's what's up. Uh-oh. Me personally, I don't know. I mean, it depends how to see how the food going. If it's looking like I got too much for the crowd, I might see somebody walking down the street like, hey, man, you hungry? Come on, get you something to eat. You know, if I kind of see you walking down the street every day.
Kind
of. If I don't speak to you. I mean, if I know you. Like, oh, I don't really know you, but I see you every day. Oh, hey, man, you want something? Hey, man, we got plenty going around. You know, I often make you a plate or something like that just to get some of the food gone. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once we're leftovers, you know, I would give them the bums or anything. Homeless people.
A day or two after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking of that, leftovers for Thanksgiving. How many days you eating them, motherfucker?
Just two.
2 days, so just 2 days after Thanksgiving?
2 days after, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's over.
I'm done by probably, like, the way I go, like, I don't want no leftovers the next day. I don't want none of the next day. And this is, like, maybe some dressing. Maybe. If the dressing was soft. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dressing was kind of a little on the, you know, baked on the heart.
Dry
it out a little bit. Nah, I don't want no more of that dressing. Because then I got to put too much hot sauce on it to soften it back up or whatever like that. So
that's where the gravy coming at.
Yeah. So, you know. But then the giblets coming there. So
you don't have to have giblets in your gravy.
But I don't know who. If some people put giblets in them, they sneak in there on you. And then, you know, I need to know that, you know, you got real just straggly brown gravy. Don't have no damn giblet. Oh, it's giblet gravy. Oh, fuck. I don't want no gravy then.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have any.
My grandma used to make some gravy without the giblets just for me. She was like, look, I know you like gravy, but I make some without the giblets.
Well, I don't think my mom knew nothing about them giblets. So.
Good. Well, she know about them. She take them out to turkey. I hope she just throw them away.
She does.
Okay, good. Because sometimes people put giblets in the dressing. Mm-hmm. I used to be like, man, what the fuck, man? I be eating. That's why I used to be sketchy about people dressing. I'd be like... Cause you know, nigga throw a giblet on you, and I'd be like, man, why are you doing that, man? I hate to taste the liver.
They want to use authentic. All the
parts. Yeah, like would you eat some of that? The stuffing? Would you eat stuffing? Mm-mm. That shit look like it ain't safe. Like,
is it cooked inside?
Yeah, like niggas would be like, yo, y'all people that put stuffing inside turkeys then eat the stuffing. Y'all some nasty motherfuckers, man. Cause that shit is disgusting. Like it's just drippings from the bird, like. No, I don't know. Like, hell, blood, and oh, God. Like, I don't, Nah, bro. Y'all nasty.
That's some pioneer of the beginning of time people.
Yeah, yeah, stuff your turkey, like, but it. Don't eat the stuffing in the turkey. Like,
what you got the stuffing for?
I mean, but I have to have some stuffing on the side. I guess I don't. Why did people put stuffing in the bird?
I don't know. They must have ran flavor? Out of pots. I don't know.
I mean, goddamn. Like, that shit is nasty. Hey, if you put stuffing in your bird, call into the voice line 347-201-2572. Let us know why you do that and is it good? I mean, we're not going to try it, but I just want to know. I'd be remiss if I go any farther without wishing Short T a happy birthday.
Short T.
Happy birthday, Short T. We do have a question from the nation coming from him.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, but just before I forget, while I was on my mind, Short T, we're going to come back to you, though. But yeah. But the stuffing shit is fucking disgusting. In the bird. Like, I love dressing. You know what I'm saying? Stuffing and dressing, it depends where you live at, what you call it. But I think it's only called stuffing if it's in the bird. It can't
That's
be stuffing.
That's what you should be
calling it. Yeah, it's dressing if it's not. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Nah. What was you talking about? Oh, who's invited? But yeah, man. Other than that, man. Yeah, man. Everybody can come, man. You know, like I said, if you're the stealing cousin, just stay in the communal areas. If you're the drug dealing cousin, you know, that's always running in and out the doors, you know what I'm saying, making plays at the house, got people pulling up to your auntie house, and you making plays, you know what I'm saying, or you that girl, that, you know, that fast one that got, you know, about 3-4 niggas, just a third nigga that had been over here to see you today, you know what I'm saying, you telling everybody to keep it cool, you know what I'm saying, like, everybody invited. Everybody's invited, man. Even okay. The, you know what I'm saying, the aunt that can't cook, that keep showing up with her fucking famous whatever, that nobody fucking eat. You know what I'm saying? But it mysteriously get gone every year and nobody ate none of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the trash can loves it.
Yes, sir. Trash can loves it. You know what I'm saying? You got any people that banned from making certain things or?
Not really. We keep our people in their spots.
Okay.
We know
you delegate.
That you drinks, you drinks.
Okay.
You always drinks paper products.
Have anybody ever bought something that was unsuccessful? Like, whoa. That you can remember?
Not that I can remember. I know I had one aunt. God bless her soul. She was as sweet as she could be. Could sing so well. Play the piano and everything. But cooking wasn't her thing.
Mm.
So she was always on paper products.
Okay.
She was always on paper products. She didn't even ask. Y'all already knew.
Mm.
She was bringing paper products and might have, you know, might bring some sodas or something. But it was never no dish. It was never no dishes. You know, no real foods that she was bringing. No.
Yeah, she ain't a cook. Poor ain't a cook. Nah. Ain't her thing.
I thought you said she was the one with the casserole.
That's Aunt Kat. She the casserole queen.
Oh, okay.
Aunt Kat got, hey, now I ain't gonna front now. Aunt Kat make a green bean casserole. That motherfucking thing right there. Like, shit. Now, hey, that green bean casserole Aunt Kat made. Now, she used to make a squash casserole. I ain't eat squash, so I ain't. But everybody love that. But I used to love the green bean casserole. Like, you know, that shit used to be. Flame Buddha, but I used to be like, oh, she made a broccoli casserole and choo-choo. I mean, she was a casserole queen, bro.
Oh, okay.
And I think my mama, she can cook like breakfast real good and like. And sweet potato pie. That was her thing. And my grandma, she was all purpose. She was LeBron James. She was Magic Johnson. She was Michael Jordan. She could cook cakes. Whatever you wanted, my grandma, like, she could cook every fucking thing. But cakes was her, like, cakes was one of her, she was one of them people that could, like, people used to pay for her cakes. Like, she had cake orders and all. She was always baking. She baking cakes all the time, like, every day. Like, she baking some cakes. Like, it was nothing to come in the house. It always a pound cake in the house. Always. She had cakes in the freezer. She had cakes all around that motherfucker. Like, it was all the time. Like, you come in there, it'd be 3-4 different flavor cakes. And, like, for our birthday, she used to give us a cookbook and say, hey, pick whatever cake you want out of there, I'll make it for you. For everybody's birthday. So if you want a strawberry cake, boom. Like one time I was like, yo, I want this peanut butter cake. And she, boom, peanut butter cake. She made me this honey bun cake one time. That motherfucker, my teacher at school stole my shit. Teacher told me I couldn't have no sweets for my snack. Bitch, what do you give a fuck? You know what I'm saying? So she took my shit, ate my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, that's the kind of teachers we had back in the 80s. Yeah, the teachers back in the 80s were fucking ruthless, but they ain't give a fuck, man. But yeah, man, so.
That was when teachers could smoke in the teachers.
Yeah, oh, what? Man, the smoking in the teacher's lounge. Your teacher used to come back to the classroom smelling like an ashtray. Man, I had this one teacher named Miss Chapman, boy. I'm talking about, boy, she used to get it in, boy. She come back to that classroom, boy. I'm talking about eyes red. She probably was in there doing something else. Miss Chapman had them black ass lips. Yeah, and she had them alcoholic lips and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be black and pink.
Shoot, I got coworkers that drink at the job now. Just be drinking out of coffee cup.
Damn, that's crazy. But yeah. But yeah, we ain't really had no bad deal. Like I said, nobody was banned from bringing shit. You know, and like I said, everybody pretty much, black families, everybody know they roll. Yeah. Don't nobody, if you ain't never made potato salad, you don't just step out there and make the potato salad. If nobody has approved you to do whatever, you just don't do it. That's just how it works in black
households. You gotta earn your stripes.
Yeah, you can bring a new little side dish, you know what I'm saying, for them to tell you, oh, next year you need to make a bigger pot of that. You know what I'm saying? So you bring the small dish just to see how it works. Everybody like it. Oh, the shit gone. Oh, man. Oh. Then next thing you know, okay, your dish has been okay. Yeah,
you're on the main stage.
Bring a big pan of this next year. You know, that's how I work in black households. Yeah. You know, you just don't, like I said, Carol's doing the turkey this year. Carol is doing the turkey. Like, did Carol do the turkey last year? Oh, yeah, we're going to do something. We're going to do a balsamic vinegar mix on the turkey. We're going to brine it, then we're going to glaze it with a little balsamic and a little oriental glaze. Then we got to cover it with panko breadcrumbs. Bro. You just can't. Mm-mm. So that's not how it go. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's why we don't never have them problems in black households, because you have to be nominated, not even nominated, you have to be delegated to what dish you are allowed to bring. Yeah. So you just don't show up.
And it's usually seniority.
Yeah, it's a seniority thing.
Old people cooking the big meat.
Hey, which is going to be a problem soon, because a lot of old people are dying off. And like, I got a lot of friends, like, you know, I'm an old ass nigga now. And a lot of my friends are like, damn, bro, what I'm going to do for Thanksgiving? Hey, you know what I'm saying? All their people gone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the old people that used to hold it down, who house used to go to, they gone, so they like, damn, what the fuck we gonna do now?
Y'all got to rise on.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, that shit crazy. So, you know, got to keep the shit going, man. But yeah, so this is the big question. Paper plate or hard plate?
I'm gonna say quality paper plate.
Me too.
Because for one, people done did all this cooking. Ain't nobody trying to wash no damn dishes.
Hell nah.
So
I ain't trying to wash no dishes in somebody else's house that ain't my house.
And even if it's mine, I don't want to be doing all that. Like, yeah. I mean, I can help you with a couple of pots and something. Yeah. But we need all the paper products we can get. We need the cups, the forks, all that. Paper, plastic, styrofoam, whatever you're going to use. Some shit that can go in the trash can. Only thing we need to be washing is these pots. That's it. Mm. Ain't nobody doing nothing else now.
Yeah, so me, I feel the same way. I will not feel disrespected if I come to your Thanksgiving dinner and we're eating off paper plates and paper spoons and paper forks.
Yeah.
Plastic and paper. I would not feel bad at all, because I would be like, yo, who the fuck washing all these fucking dishes? You got to wash all these fucking pans. And then most of the pans is aluminum pans. And
they need to go in the trash.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? So we're not trying to keep a lot of this shit. So, it ain't somebody that's going to be sitting here washing. Y'all cousins going to bust down and clean the kitchen up and leave mama's kitchen clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, we ain't got to do all that. You know what I'm saying? We can just wash what we can and then throw away all the rest. So we ain't got
to
eat off.
Already trying to go to the people's store.
Yeah.
At 8:00.
We ain't trying to eat off. I ain't got to eat off your good china and eat with no fork and all that shit. Nah, we ain't got to do all that, bro. Because I really don't. All y'all people out here eating ass and shit, I don't want y'all eating off my silverware.
Really? So,
yes.
Eating ass? Who's eating ass?
Man, look, I just found out today more friends I know eat ass. And I was just like.
Yeah, I saw a little meme online the other day talking about some, I'm no good at eating pussy because 2 minutes in or 2 seconds in, I'm all up in your ass.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, oh. Yeah.
No. See, that's what I'm saying, man. It's just like, I found out today, like, damn, man, like, all these niggas out here and this shit. But anyway.
I mean, you can't give it up too easy.
Shout out to man Mark Ribble, man. I mean, you know, I was hating on that song at first, man.
Who, that's your partner?
Yeah, Work That Ass for Daddy, man. You know what I'm saying? Work That Ass! I mean, that song is fucking amazing.
Bro. It really isn't.
It isn't. The way he made the beat, He built the beat and everything like this. The beat is hard on this song. You can't front on the beat. The beat is hard. That shit go. So, yeah. So, shout out to him, man.
Yeah, shout out.
I'm going to call him, see if he do a drop for the Frocast. I'm going to hit him up and see if he'd do it. And he's popular as fuck, but who knows? Maybe. Might just work. You never know, man. Go fishing sometime. Like paper, plastic, man. I mean, plastic or hard plate. You keep your plates, man. I'd rather eat off paper plate anyway, man. I feel like I'm doing the environment well by eating off this plate. You know what I'm saying? So, that brings us down to the hard question. Not hard for us, because I know how this is going to go. One got to go. Turkey, ham, mac and cheese, or greens?
Keep that dry-ass turkey.
Yeah, turkey for me, man. Turkey for me. So, I'm going to make it a little harder on you, man. One got to go. Pound cake, peach cobbler, sweet potato pie, or give me another dessert. Red velvet.
Sweet potato pie.
Okay, let me take red velvet. Let me take sweet potato pie. Let's make it harder. Give me another dessert.
My God.
Pound cake, red velvet, banana pudding, or...
Banana pudding.
Damn it. Okay. One got to go. Pound cake, red velvet, or peach cobbler. Look at that.
Peach cobbler.
What? Wow. You picked peach cobbler out of those three? I just knew peach cobbler was going to stay. Wow.
I mean, the main thing I like about it is the bread, the crust.
Okay, okay.
So, I mean, it's not a whole dessert, but I can eat a whole pound cake and a whole red velvet cake.
Man, well, let's go ahead and take a music break real quick right here, man. You have a music. You have any music?
Okay. I mean, Thanksgiving, like we said, is a time of celebrating, being together, family, being thankful, grateful, all of that good stuff. Just kind of thinking about a song that makes me thankful for what I have, knowing that things will always, you know, get better. You know, the best is yet to come. I would like to say my song of the week is Recovery by Fred Jerkins and Dementa, I guess is what her name is. But, yeah, that's my song of the week. Okay. Something a little uplifting for the people.
Wow. We're keeping with the theme of Thanksgiving. I'm going to say my song of the week is Goody Mob Soul Food, because this is off one of my favorite albums of all time, Soul Food by Goody Mob. And, you know, just the song represents Thanksgiving, man. It just sounds like some old shit you'll bop, you know what I'm saying, like on Thanksgiving, man. So, you know, Soul Food is my song of the week. And I don't know the name of Queen Germ's song, but that's her song.
Recovery.
Recovery is her song of the week. This is the Frocast episode 381. We're going to take a music break. We'll be right back.
My old boy from the point, but I'm from Southwest. And every now and then I get put to the test. But I can't be stopped, because I got to come true. Ain't got no gun, but I got my crew. Didn't come for no beef, because I don't eat steak. I got a plate of soul food, chicken, rice, and gravy. Not covered in too much, drinking a cup of punch. Topical every last Thursday of the
Daddy
month.
Put the high grits on my chest in the morning. When I was sick, Mary had the hot soup boiling. Didn't know why, but it felt so good. Like some waffles in the morning, headed back to the woods. Now I'm full as a tick, got some soul on blast and a cassette. Food for my brain and haven't stopped learning yet. Hot wings for Mojo's, got my forehead sweat. Celery and blue cheese on my menu next.
My body till I steal. Tie face grooms surround me like cancer drill. We were secondhand off the cuffs, but only to me. Mouth's worse, plus I'm getting pimped by this temp and a jacket from Optimus. Staffing niggas, laughing, set up clown, don't talk to me like that. Look, I'm stupid, of course, living day by day. And you ain't hard trick, hell you say.
It's such a blessing when my eyes get to see the sunrise. I'm ready to begin. Another chance to get further away from where I've been, but I never forget. Everything I went through, I appreciate the shit. Because if I had a win and took the easy way, wouldn't be the strong nigga that I am today. Everything that I did, different things I was told, just ended up being food for my soul.
Come and get your soul food. Well, good old fashioned soul food. All right. Everything is for free, as good as it can be.
morning, where you eating at? I'm on 1365, Wichita Drive, old bird, running a stove ride. Church to drop a chicken in yesterday's grease, then go together with this Carter Mickey's. Last night, hanging over from a good time. Yeah, beef is cheaper, but it's pumped with red dye between two pieces of bread. Started to look good with them hairy legs. Wish I could cut her up, but my stomach come before sex. A house full of hoes. No, what's the ingredient? Spaghetti plus a monthly flow.
They know they're making it hard on the yard. Fuck Chris Darden, fuck Marshall Claw. Taking us when we in the spotlight for a joke. Changing by the day, I see it's getting bigger in my square. Bigger than Linux from the outside with the stair. No money to go inside. Tamika and Tiffany outside. Tripping and skipping rope to the beats from my Jeep. As I speak, what's up from the driver's seat?
A heap of help on the fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, and collard greens too big for my jeans. Smoke steams from under the lid that's on the pot. Ain't never had a lot, but thankful for the little that I got. Why not be? Fast food got me feeling sick. Them crackers think they slick by trying to make this bullshit affordable. I thank the Lord that my voice was recordable.
Make it so smooth. Well, then.
Hold up, see, it's what I write. And Miss Lady, acting like we in jail. Said she ain't got no extra hush puppets to sell. Bankhead seafood, making me hit the door with a mind full of attitude. It was a line that the beautiful JJ's Rib Shack was packed too. Looking to be one of them days when mama ain't cooking. Everybody's out hunting with the family, looking for a little soul food.
Come and get your soul food. Well, it's good old-fashioned soul food. All right. Everything is for free, as good as it can be. Come and get some soul food. Come and get your soul food.
There's nothing unique about getting bad news. Everybody has a bad day. I do, you do too. But that ain't no excuse for you not to,
not to
aspire to,
aspire to
a winning attitude. Hey.
So I'm gonna think the best, no matter what the test may be.
I gotta find the strength.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Hope y'all enjoyed that.
I know you did.
Let's go ahead and get to our Keep It 100. Do you have a Keep It 100 for the week?
Yes, I got to keep it 100.
100.
Being thankful. People be wanting to go out here on the social media and try to act like, you know, they're such great people. They want to get deep. You want to be trying to give all these messages during the holiday season and all this stuff. But all I'm saying is, if you know you hell in real life, don't be trying to act like you somebody altogether different. You waking up in the morning telling these people about having a blessed day and the Lord is this and the God you serve won't let you go through, blah, blah, blah. All of that's probably true. But at the same time, don't you try to be the biggest light when you know that you just the biggest lie. Because every time we turn around, you causing drama and acting a damn ass. But then on social media, you want to paint this picture looking like you do everything right. So just chill out. Fall back. It's Thanksgiving.
Wow. Words from Queen Germ, man. Well, my Keeping 100 is Lizzo is not an industry plant.
100.
I've been listening to, I was in the Joe Budden podcast the other day, and that little bitch-ass motherfucker Rory is going to try to call Lizzo an industry plant because just the way her music has caught on and she's everywhere and blase, squaze. First of all, she can't be an industry plant if she's been trying to get on for 9 years. And her shit just caught fire. Like, her debut album came out 2 years ago. Oh, then one of the dudes on there was like, yeah, it just sounds too polished for it to be a debut. It came out 2 years ago. You don't think this shit was repackaged or whatever? And they did whatever they you know what I'm saying, once it hit? So, oh, man, people need to stop saying she's a plant. She grinding hard. I just think the problem with her is she's fat. They don't want to have sex with her. That's the problem with why people have problems with Lizzo. Because they don't want to have sex with her, so they think something wrong with her. If she was fucking, oh, all her music just, oh, it's just everywhere. I'm just getting tired of hearing it. If it was Rihanna, y'all wouldn't say nothing. If it was Beyonce, y'all wouldn't say nothing.
She's getting somebody to screw.
But that's what I'm saying. The problem, like, a lot of people are going at Lizzo now saying that, oh, she's this, she that. But it's because they don't want to have sex with her. That's
they
their problem.
Find her attractive is what you're trying to say.
Well, exactly. If they want to have sex with you, they will tolerate whatever you want to do. That I've noticed that with the public, the way they treat some of these people.
So do you want to have sex with Lizzo?
I didn't say I wanted to have sex with her, but I don't have a problem with her. But the people that have a problem with her...
I'm just asking. I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah, no. But the people that have a problem with her, it's because they're not, you know, they don't want to have sex with her. If it was Janae Aiko or however the fuck you say her name, they'll put up with her little whispery singing bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If it was, I don't know, anybody else. You know what I'm saying? They'll put up with the bullshit. But no, because it's a fat black woman, you know what I'm saying, that's actually talented. You know what I'm saying?
I like her.
See what I'm saying? She's actually talented. She's not like one of these girls that's getting by off her looks. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Her talent, that's what, it's got to be her talent. You know what I'm saying?
It's got
to be? It's got to be her talent that got her where she is, because not saying she's not an attractive girl or nothing like that. I mean, you know, she's a cute girl. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Nothing wrong with Lizzo. If that's what you like, you know what I'm saying? It's cool.
You don't have to keep stutter-stepping.
I'm not stutter-stepping. I'm just saying I don't want to offend anybody. So it's just like, but I noticed that they're a little more tolerant with the women that they are attracted to. Or people in general. Like they said, guys, you know, you have to be, like, a woman will be willing to put up with you if you 6'3", you that body nice type deal. She got, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You might, you know, they'd be willing to deal with, like, oh, but he dumb a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm not 6'3", if I'm short, I'm fat, whatever, I got to have a good sense of humor, I got to be this, I got to be that, something that'll make you appeal to me, you know what I'm saying, appeal to you, rather, you know what I'm saying? So, for my shortcomings in the areas that you would prefer, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what, you know...
It's life.
But y'all need to stop hating on the girl Lizzo, man. Let her live, man.
Yeah, like, I like her.
They attacking her now, man. You know, they trying to get up out of here.
Don't worry about it. Lizzo,
you know,
she got
nominated for a Grammy, and they hating, you know what I'm saying? And, she won some award at the Soul Train Music Awards, and Ari Lennox got mad and thought she should have won that award because it's the Soul Train. What? Soul Train Music Awards were made because they didn't have a black music award show. So that's why, and Soul Train was the one that got behind it. So it's not because you make soul music. They have a rap category at the Soul Train Music Awards. That'll mean, you know, they're not looking for soulful rappers. So Ari Lennox, you up there crying because you didn't win. You got nominated. Quit crying. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, she got a positive little vibe with her. I mean, especially when you think about, you know, just the level of confidence that she has, being a big girl and all of that.
Posing naked and stuff. You seen a picture of Lizzo butt naked in the bathtub with the Skittles? Oh, okay.
You follow her a lot more than I do, so apparently you do like her. But nonetheless, we're going to move right on to our winners and losers.
Oh, man.
I do have a winner, and it's not Lizzo.
Can I finish my Keep 100?
I thought you were done.
Okay.
Ranting about Lizzo, then get to the point if you're not there yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. But yeah, that's it. My Keep 100 is done.
Okay, appreciate it.
Go ahead with your win. You got any? I got to introduce this. Winners and losers. Do you got any winners?
Yes.
You trying to steal my lines and stuff? Like, what's going on? Is this a cool going on here?
You don't have lines.
Okay.
Hi. But nonetheless, my winners have to be people who get holiday bonuses.
Winner.
This is the first year of many that my current employer gave us bonuses. They didn't call it a holiday bonus.
When did this bonus hit?
You don't worry about it.
Oh, see, hey boy, Queen Jern shite.
Holiday bonus, but you know, it was just in time to take care of some things so that I can free up some dollars for Black Friday shopping. So therefore, all I'm saying is I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the dollars that I got. So, therefore, it'll be a wonderful Black Friday shopping event.
Well, I'm going to do my winners, and then we got to do the question from the nation that Shorty sent in. I almost forgot about it. See?
Yeah, just stay quick.
I should have did it when we did it, but I'm going to do my winner real quick. My winner is the Florida Gators football team.
Winner!
Y'all my winners because 3 years ago, we were in a bad place. We were just a horrible football team. I'm talking about four games. Like, winning four games was, like, I don't understand. The lowest of the low. We had bottomed out. We were like a junkie that found itself and woke up in the alley with some random man facing their lap, you know what I'm saying, doing something horrible just to get a fix. And they realized, like, yo, we can't do this no more. This is it. And we are now on the cusp of winning 10 games. Second year with Dan Mullen, we're rebuilding the program. He rebuilt it from the ground up, and just, you know, I'm so proud that we're playing football again. We're a dominant team. We're in the top 10. We're going to finish in the, you know what I'm saying, the top 8. And we're going to have a New Year's Day 6 bowl, and you know, we're making that progression that next year we should be in the college football playoffs. Like, that's what I'm feeling, because we're making a progression, you know what I'm saying, and the next progression is top 4. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all my winners, man. My Florida Gator guys. The Gator Nation, man. Y'all really, you know, the two games we lost this year, we could have won, man. We would have been right there. But I understand it's part of progression. So, y'all my winners, man. Yeah, you know. Well, let's go ahead, dude. Go ahead, do losers. We'll go back. We ain't going to forget about the question from the Nation.
Okay.
So, go ahead. You got any losers?
Yes. And my losers.
Got a little emotional there talking about the Gators.
Whoa, sorry. I see that. But nonetheless, my losers, with an S, would be all people.
Loser.
All people who want to claim that they don't celebrate Christmas because your ass is cheap. Stop lying to your kids, claiming other religions this time of year because you want to say that it's all about love, it's all about being together, it's all about all these other things, thankfulness and everything. It is, but we need gifts.
Christmas is the white man holiday.
Whatever you want to call it, I want my damn gifts. So, stop lying to your kids. Stop taking the joy of Christmas miracles and all of that good stuff away from these kids. Give them something to hope for. Give them something to believe in. Don't steal the joys away just because you want to be cheap as hell. So, yeah, you a loser if you're lying to your churn or lying to people saying, oh, I don't celebrate Christmas, so I don't want to be in the company's Secret Santa pot. Don't do that. Just either, you know, say you're not participating or participate. But don't be lying talking about something. This ain't a holiday you celebrate. That's bullshit.
Well, my losers are, it's this couple in Pennsylvania.
Loser.
Let's go ahead. Let's hear about these people. Have you ever heard of a furry?
No.
Okay, a furry is people that dress up like in costumes or like animals and they like act out.
And they should be in a mental hospital.
Yeah. So this is a police accused York County couple of furry sexual abuse of a 15-year-old boy. They say A father's inquiry into his son's Facebook Messenger conversations led to a Hanover couple being charged with corruption of a minor. According to court documents, the 16-year-old victim told police that he was involved in a sexual relationship with Emily Javins and Jacob Becker. Emily was 22, Jacob is 26. The victim said that Javins is a furry who takes on the persona of a cat. The victim said he would take on the persona of a goat and Becker would dominate them both. Javins told police that she met the victim during a game of Dungeons and Dragons when the victim was 15 years old, according to court documents. She also admitted to sitting on the victim's lap and kissing him shortly before his birthday. Javins told police she had sex with the teen the next day, and Becker also engaged in sexual acts with him. Oh my God.
So they some loose people.
The couple told the teen that they would move him in with them once they got an apartment, according to
Jen. So they ain't even had a place to stay, but you so busy trying to have sex.
Oh, man.
Sex is not your top priority when you ain't got no shelter.
Becker admitted to police that they asked the juvenile if they could adopt him, like you would a pet. There was racy role play, which included putting a collar and a leash on the teen. He also sent the boy nude videos and photographs. So both of them in jail and held on a $20,000 bill.
So that mean the grown man was fucking the boy?
He was doing sexual acts with him too, is what they said. Okay. Hey man, furries, man. That's some weird shit. Like,
yeah, no thanks.
So what if I got into some wild shit like that? I was like, yo.
We would no longer be together.
Let me dress up like a bear or some shit like that. And you know,
that's too much to have to deal with.
Like I saw a dude. Like I saw a dude. He wanted to be a fucking baby and shit.
We definitely not doing that.
He had the woman like changing his diaper and shit.
Uh-uh. That's gross.
Like a baby.
I've done that. We have kids. No. I hope to never have to wipe your ass.
I mean, I hope not either.
So no, no, thank you. There's nothing sexy about that.
At all. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. So you're not with the wild extreme.
I'm not with the wild extreme.
I thought you said you was down with whatever though. I mean,
what? Not with no baby pretending to be no baby? No,
we're not, man. Doing so, what if I like one day, like, yo, let me act like a dog and put a leash around my neck and I bark and
I'm gonna put your ass right out there, dude, just like a dog. And I change the locks and all.
Oh, man.
Stay right out there in your dog costume.
Man, wow. You're no fun.
Yeah, I bet.
Why would he be a goat, though? Like, a goat?
I mean, these people are sick.
I mean, that don't even sound like a fun animal to be. A goat? He said the other dude would dominate them both. Hey, listen, man.
So the man, the grown man would dominate the lady and the boy.
And the boy, yeah.
Yeah, that's too much.
They said they want to adopt him like a pet.
I mean, and they stupid and he is too, because he had to agree. I know that you're saying that the child is still a child, and they are. But it's just like, that's why you got to monitor these children online.
Nigga playing Dungeons and Dragons and he almost got fucked. Well, no, excuse
ain't
me.
No dead.
He did get fucked. My bad. Like, yo. And then the daddy had to find out like that. Like, yo, what the fuck am I looking at?
I mean, then your kid around here just getting all kind of tossed up.
Wow. As a goat. Bad.
I can't. And it seemed like your people coming out with their story, the R. Kelly victims.
Oh, the money ran out. I'm switching sides now. The money didn't dry it up. Like, they putting us out the hotel room. What am I going to do now? You know what I'm saying? The money gone.
Yep, because the
so
man
now I'm switching sides now. Like, come on, man. It's real funny. And you see they calling out. Like, yeah, it's real funny. The money gone. And you out there talking about, oh, he was keeping me. Of course. You see it's a little, like, they give you a little $10,000 for a story. Oh, you was in there. Tell us about it. They go, once that money gone, then what? You just another R. Kelly victim.
Yeah. Get in line. Question from the nation.
Got a question from the nation. Let me go pull it up.
Yeah, because I had to
from,
on track.
This is your boy, from your boy, Short T.
Short T.
You know what I'm saying?
The birthday boy. Man.
Yeah, man. Birthday man. Come on, man. Come on. You still call him birthday boy, man. He all right, man. So, he has a question for the nation. He said, my birthday is 11/27, and I'm turning 30. He said, how did you feel when you turned 30? Were there any expectations? I remember when I was in my early 20s, and I thought it was a huge milestone. Now it doesn't seem so old. Also, any advice for my 30s? He's an RIP to my dad, Dempsey Porter, and Saul Wright's father, man. Yes, RIP to both those extraordinary gentlemen. Those gentlemen birthed some pretty two cool, swell guys, man. Stand-up guys, man. Shorty and Saul Wright. So, shout-out to both of them, Mr. Dempsey Porter and Mr. Saul Wright's dad. I don't want to say his whole name because Saul Wright might not want me to do that, you know. But as far as answering your questions, man, how did I feel when I turned 30? I had two kids when I turned 30, Shorty. You have zero kids when you turn 30, so yeah. Our experiences are not the same. Were there any expectations? I had two kids, Shorty. So yes, I had plenty of expectations when I turned 30 because I said I want to get my life together before I turn 40, you know, is what I said. So I gave myself like 10 years to get myself together. So yeah. Yeah, and then any advice for your 30s, man? Shit. Man, do all you can before you have kids, Shorty. Like, live life to the fullest before you have kids, because once you have kids, not saying your life is over, it's just harder to do things because you want to provide for your kids. So, if you want to travel the world, travel the world. If you want to have, you want to go and climb Mount Everest, go do that shit. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go have raw sex with women in Central America, go do that shit. You know what I'm saying? But please be careful because you get some shit, they might not let you back in this country. You know what I'm saying?
But you want to advise him to have raw sex.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, go live your life. You know, go live your life to the fullest.
You get the wrong something.
Well, I mean, then that's the chance you take. You know, that's, you know, you can die something here.
But just turn up. Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
The right type of
yeah, in the right environment. Queen Germ, as far as you, how did you feel when you turned 30?
I felt 30. I had a great time. I had a party. I always like to celebrate my birthday. So 30 was no different than any other time. I had a really good time at the Velvet Room in Atlanta with some of my closest friends and family members. So it was real. And I lost about 30 pounds too to get in my outfit because I wanted to be super sexy. And I was. But other than that, I had a great party. As far as life expectations, I was in grad school. I didn't want to give them any of my 30s, but I ended up graduating at 31. So I was like, hey, it is what it is. New lease on life. Enjoyed it. Now, 40. It ain't, you know, just keeps getting better. As long as you're here, keep flipping them calendars, man.
Amen.
Do what you do.
Hey, like they say, man, growing old ain't for pussies. You know what I'm saying? Because some days you wake up and your ass be sore, your back be sore.
Ooh,
you,
asshole.
Your ass mean not like your ass, but your ass. Like,
I'm just trying to find out what the fuck you into.
Yeah, like
you
your back, okay, furries. Not the, your ass, but your back is sore, your arm is hurting, you got an ache here, ache there. And man, because it was like the week I turned 40, it's like my body just started like letting me know, like, nigga, you old now. I was just so much pain that week. I was like, God damn, like, I ain't turned 40 yet, but I feel like you just can't hop out of bed like you used to when you was younger. That's another thing, Shorty, man. You got to remember that, man. But you do yoga and all that shit, so you might can, bro. So, you know. But, hey, man, happy birthday, Shorty, man. You one of our valuable members to the site, man. If it wasn't for Shorty, we probably wouldn't have a lot of the content that, you know, Shorty usually holds us down on the weekends, the Sundays. And anytime he feel like doing a post, Shorty, or do something, man, we thank you for doing that, just for your contribution to Nappy Afro. So I do want to give you a happy birthday shout out, man.
Happy birthday.
You know what I'm saying? From everybody over here at the Frocast, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's all, you know, that's to answer your question, Shorty, man. 30s are fucking lit. You know what I'm saying? You're a fucking adult. Like, that's when you start adulting in the 30s. You got to start making, like, you can't be the 20s no more. You're, like, in the middle between being a 20-year-old and an old nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, you, like, you basically, you're not washed, but you're just coming out of your live stage. So, it's like, you got to understand, like, damn, man, I ain't that live nigga no more. I need to be a little more responsible. And so you got to make that transition from being live to almost being washed. You know what I'm saying? Because once you accept being washed and live in it, I mean, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? The ones that try to deny being washed are the ones that got the problem, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my little advice, Shorty, man, if that could help you out at all, in any bit. You know what I'm saying?
Probably it didn't, but yeah. Enjoy your birthday, man.
Yes, sir, man. You know, man, I think you down there in Texas, man, and hey, man, Shorty, man, hey, man, go wild out, man. Hit tend up that night, man, and you know what I'm saying? And
sound like you kind of lived through
him. Put that you DTF on Tinder that night, you know what I'm saying?
And I don't know what that is, but okay.
You don't know what DTF? We just went over this.
DTF. Oh. The only thing we went over is got the draw.
Oh, GTD is what we went over with. Yeah.
So you a little well-versed in a whole lot of other shit.
Put DTF on there first, and then you'll be putting GTD on there. Because DTF means you're down to...
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
All right, let's wrap this thing up.
And then once you DTF, you're going to be GTD, my guy. You know what I'm saying? You heard me.
Okay.
And that's word from that big homie. But anyway, man, we're going to go ahead and close this show out, man. Don't forget, hit the Patreon up. You can join for a little dollar like my man, what I said his name was, Cordray. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You can be like him, get shouted out on the Frocast. By joining our Patreon, or you can call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. Or you can just help us out. The best way is by sharing it. You know, so letting people know, like, yo, it's a dope show, man. The lady be arguing with her husband, man. This shit is fucking cool, bro. This shit have you laughing, man. They're a trip. You know what I'm saying? Say shit like that. You know, but I don't know. Oh, we gotta do almost forgot. Got any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Okay.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saul Wright, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Light Skin Kanye, RT3, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Let's go Amazing App, let's go Dragon Lady, let's go Sleazy, let's go Filthy, let's go Pigga, let's go shout out to Dr. Claw, shout out to anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, shout out to Something Like Podcast, shout out to Forget That Yo Podcast, shout out to the Humbly Arrogant Podcast. Shout out to the Good Brother 12 Kyle and the 12 Kyle Podcast. Go check the Good Brother 12 Kyle out. His son Cameron's doing a special event. So Nap at Frocast people, if you go over to 12 Kyle, he should have a link over there. You know, donate some money to his son for his, it's one of the important kids, man. You know, we love the kids over there. So if you could, please go over there and help his son reach his goal. You know, donate a little money, man, as they always say. He's 17. He's a senior in high school. He's doing, what's some things? It's kind of.
Boosterthon?
No, it's not a boosterthon. It's something like one of them organizations put on for the kids or something like that. I forgot.
We'll check it out.
So check out that for 12 Kyle. For little Kyle. Shout out to Dr. Brazenberry and everybody at the Dr. Brazen Network. You got Dr. Cam. You got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. You got the ashy ass nigga K, the truck driving ass nigga K Law. So go over there, support the doc, drbrazen.com. Check him out. Woo! Got my brother Noah Farrow and the Laugh Line Sports Podcast. Any other podcast that fuck with us, shout out to y'all. And anybody that fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, shout out to all of y'all. Let's go ahead and get out of here, man. Episode 381 of Books, man. Rate your show, Queen Jern. Rate your show.
I guess I have to say a nine even.
Nine even. I'm going to match you a nine, say a nine even, just so we can get on out of here. Mission. Yes, we talked a lot about food. I know Be Easy is probably disgusted editing this because you know how he is about food. But hey, man, y'all have a happy, safe Thanksgiving. If y'all on the roads, be safe out there on the roads. I hope y'all listen to this while you're driving, and we kept y'all going while you was rolling. And if you're transporting anything illegal over them state lines, man, please be careful. You know what I mean? Please be careful.
Please be careful.
Because the boy's going to be out this weekend. Don't speed. You're still going to get to your destination. You know, just be safe, people. That's all I can say. Well, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast. We out this bitch, man. Peace. Don't forget to go buy a shirt. We got Halloween colors. Thanksgiving colors.
Halloween is all the same. Yes. Thing.
We out this bitch. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com